Oil giant CRC's recent acquisition of Aera Energy has raised red flags for environmental groups, including environmental nonprofit Frack Tracker. Aera is the largest energy and oil company in California and is the product of ExxonMobil and Shell's 1997 joint business venture. California Resources Corporation, or CRC, California's third largest oil producer, acquired Aera Energy as a stock business endeavor in February 2024. I spoke with Kyle Farrar, Frack Tracker's Western Program Director, who offered his insights.
My name is Kyle Farrar. I'm the Western Program Director for a nonprofit called Frack Tracker Alliance. I work with grassroots organizations in California, as well as other advocacy groups, community groups as well, provide data and analyses that they can use to create public health protections for themselves and to inform their communities of the public health and environmental health threats associated with oil and gas extraction.
Frack Tracker is a nonprofit based out of the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health. They focus on data transparency, working with regulatory agencies to identify data that is released to the public, provide maps and analysis of communities, and track fracking activity, emissions, and fossil fuel exposure risk. One of their recent projects tracks California's idle and orphaned wells. Idle wells are oil wells that have not been used for production in 2 or more years, according to the California Department of Conservation. When producers abandon idle wells, they become orphaned, meaning they lack a responsible operator and are still not used for production.
I've been tracking the issue of idle wells in California. It's a story of increasing risk for the state of California. California is nearing the end of productivity when it comes to oil extraction. For the last 40 years, California oil production has been in a steep decline. This means that the majority of profits have already been extracted from California oil reserves. Some research we put out in the spring showed that a lot of oil and gas wells have been changing hands from larger operators to smaller operators. And when that happens, the smaller operators do not have as much capacity to absorb those retirement costs, those closure costs to, dismantle the infrastructure and clean up those sites. So that put the state of California at economic risk of having to absorb those costs in the form of orphaned wells. So what we've seen is there is a pipeline from a large operator to small operator to orphaned wells. And it allows the large operators to eliminate these costs from their economic books.
Plugging used oil wells is an expensive process. According to the Environmental Defense Fund, it costs $75,000 on average to plug a single well, but the cost can go up to $1 million. Aera has around 5,800 unplugged idle wells in total, according to Frack Tracker reports. CRC has 3,700. On top of the money to plug idle wells, drilling companies also have to pay to dismantle old infrastructure and restore the environmental damage these oil wells caused. This includes leaks and damage to groundwater and surrounding property, among other things. Large companies often pass off oil wells to smaller companies to avoid this, as in the case of Occidental Petroleum.
We've seen that in the past with Occidental. Occidental was one of the largest operators in California. And as their production was declining, they divested from California by creating California Resources Corporation, a separate LLC, selling all of their declining production wells to CRC for around $6 billion and taking that $6 billion as a loan in CRC's name and going and purchasing assets in Texas, Colorado, and internationally, and are now a much larger operator as a result of that. And rather than cleaning up their mess in California, they did what just is happening, throughout the manufacturing industry in the United States. They just saddled another company with a bunch of debt and took the money and reinvested it in other areas. So that was probably the largest divestment in California yet that we've seen up until divestment of Aera.
The CRC acquisition of Aera specifically raised some concerns. CRC actually filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2020 for $5 billion and still has outstanding debts, according to the Desert Sun. In 2022, Aera also divested to a German holding company, ICAV, and the Canadian Pension Plan, or CPP.
So Aera, previously owned by Shell and Exxon, divested to a German holding company, IKAV, ICAV, and ICAV then sold off about 49% of the ERA to a Canadian pension plan. And, you know, this immediately sent up red flags for a number of reasons, because there are concerns that this German holding company did not have the capacity to plug and properly abandon these wells. And that means that all of ERA's wells, which was, you know, at that point, I think it was the second largest operator in California, put those wells at risk of becoming orphaned. So, you know, we are much focused on supporting a polluter pay model that these operators who have reaped benefits and profits, you know, putting up highest profits that any corporation has ever seen, you know, we are interested in making sure that these multinational and large operators that have extracted these profits from California are also going to clean up the mess. They're going to plug the well and remediate the areas that have been contaminated as a result of all this extraction.
Frac Tracker's data analysis shows that there is a baseline daily production that California oil companies need in order to return profits. It's about 2 barrels of oil per day. At this point, production across California is going down. For example, Chevron averages 3 barrels per day, while ERA averages 3.3. These companies are reaching the point where they will soon have equal marginal costs and returns. So why did CRC acquire ERA? If general production is going down, ERA has a ton of idle wells that need plugging, and they have debt they need to pay off.
The recent news of the merger of, I mean, the sell-off, you know, of ERA's operations to California Resources Corporation doesn't come as much of a surprise, because California Resources Corporation has been a sponge for bad assets in California, buying up very low producing operations where they can and plugging fewer wells than any of the other large California operators in the state. This merger, you know, makes California Resources Corporation the largest operator in California by large, and would create an oil and gas operator in the state that is too big to fail, putting the democracy of California and the authority of the regulators in California at risk.
On top of this, idle wells are extremely bad for the environment and the surrounding communities.
But something else we've reported on extensively is the risk from idle wells, particularly the risk of all aging infrastructure in the state. A lot of these wells were drilled in the 40s and earlier than that. There are idle wells on the books that go back to the turn of last century. And this is just very old infrastructure. It corrodes, flanges fail, and leaks occur. A lot of the leaks that occur are at the wellhead, at the surface. So in addition to the work that I'm doing on data and data transparency and working with communities, I'm also a certified thermographer, which means I use this really cool camera called an optical gas imaging camera. And the camera has a special lens that shows hydrocarbon emissions. And you can see just billowing clouds of hydrocarbons, VOCs, leaking from different parts of these wells. And last summer, there were dozens and dozens of old idle wells that were discovered to be leaking all around Bakersfield. And we found dozens and dozens of leaks around Bakersfield. Idle wells, they often don't get attention from the operators. There's no requirement to inspect them time. So as a result of just weathering and corrosion, aging, this infrastructure fails and it creates leaks. So the extent of the leaks are largely unknown. You know, these are considered spills when there's a leak to the environment, to the air of VOCs. These VOCs, volatile organic compounds, include a cocktail of hydrocarbons. In addition, just to methane, ethane, propane, things of that nature, you also have carcinogens, BTEX chemicals, benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene, xylenes, as well as all of the isomers that are related to those chemicals. And these emissions put communities at risk. They increase cancer risk, of course, but also increase risk of birth defects, as well as neurotoxic health impacts, headaches, nosebleeds, skin rashes as well. So the issue of idle wells is not just an economic threat. It is a public health threat, because these operators just aren't required to do inspections and give attention and make sure that these wells are not leaking.
CalGEM, or California Geothermal Energy Management, sets regulations for oil and gas drilling. Companies are required to plug between 4 and 6% of their idle wells, depending on how many they own and how long they've been idle for.
For many years, they,
referring to CRC,
did not have any type of idle well management plan and instead opted to pay fines for the amount of idle wells that they had on their books, and only recently were able to come to an agreement with our California state regulators, CalGEM, to set up an idle well management plan. Those plans require operators to plug so many wells a year as a percentage of their total overall count of unplugged wells.
According to the CalGEM website, California has plugged and abandoned about 1,400 wells at a cost of $29.5 million since 1977. Farrar says that it's vital for the state of California to protect itself and pass regulations that put responsibility onto the oil companies.
Legislation has just kind of fallen behind the issue. Yeah, previous legislation has required operators to either enter into these idle well management plans, requiring operators to plug 4% of their idle well inventories each year, which is just an incredibly low number. You know, if we stuck with that number, you know, we'd be here to the end of the century before these operators plugged all of their wells, all their idle wells. Now you're talking about their active wells that will become idle in the future. Otherwise, if operators don't agree with that, they are fined, and the current fines are incredibly low, just a couple hundred dollars per well.
California legislatures are slow to act, Farrar says, and oil companies often lobby or go against new bills, such as in the case of Bill 1137, which imposed regulations on oil drilling and created health protection zones where oil companies couldn't drill. In response, these companies raised enough money to put the bill to a referendum, a public vote, as opposed to a vote through representatives, which will be an issue voted on in the upcoming election in November. CRC specifically is attempting to balance their debt, lack of profits from oil extraction, and lack of California regulations.
So they are balanced between paying off all of Occidental's debt, as well as making profit from these very low producing wells and keeping them going. These operators are still making enough money currently that they can put money towards plugging these wells. And, you know, they're not going to be making the profits that they want to be making, but it is the responsible thing to do. So we are trying to hold these operators accountable and create the legal legislative schemes, the regulatory schemes that would require them to do that. Increasing the number of idle wells that they require to plug each year, you know, is a big step. Not allowing wells to go idle, like North Dakota or West Virginia or these other states, they require these operators to plug those wells within 1 year of stopping production. California doesn't do that. You know, we need to start doing that. We need to start doing these things that other states are already using to address this issue. California is way behind the curve.
The effects this merger will have on the oil economy and the environment could be detrimental. And the issue of idle oil wells grows as California legislation struggles to catch up. This is Devin Salva for KCSB.